One of the most memorable movie scenes about prayer comes from that famous Will Ferrell movie, Talladega Nights. And like most Will Ferrell movies, Talladega Nights is kind of ridiculous. You may not want to watch it with young kids, but if you've seen it, Will Ferrell plays a NASCAR driver named Ricky Bobby. And in the prayer scene I'm talking about, Ricky Bobby is asked to say grace before a family meal. And so as he thanks God for the food, he directs his prayer to baby Jesus. In his words, tiny infant Jesus in his golden fleece diapers, 8-pound, 6-ounce newborn infant Jesus. And when the people around the dinner table try to stop him, he says, "I like Christmas Jesus best. When you say grace, you can pray to the Jesus that you like." A lot of people seem to like Christmas Jesus best. We don't feel threatened by Christmas Jesus. After all, babies are disarming. They're not aggressive or off-putting or confrontive. Christmas Jesus doesn't really demand anything of us. In the words of the Christmas song, Silent Night, "Holy infant, so tender and mild." Yet the Bible suggests that Christmas Jesus was the start of something amazing. If you're not very familiar with the Bible, in the New Testament part of the Bible, you find 4 different biographies about Jesus: Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Now, Mark begins with Jesus as an adult. So most of the stories that we know about Jesus's birth come from Matthew and Luke. But John's biography of Jesus is completely different. John doesn't mention anything about angels or shepherds. There's no mention of Mary or Joseph. There's no census, no manger scene, no wise men from the East in John's account. Instead, John describes the arrival of Jesus into our world this way. In John chapter 1, verses 9 through 12, it says, "The one who is the true light, who gives light to everyone, was coming into the world. He came to the very world he created, but the world did not recognize him. He came to his own people, and even they rejected him. But to all who believed and accepted him, he gave the right to become children of God." John gets to the heart of Christmas. Through Christmas, God's light has entered the darkness of our world through the birth of Jesus. And most of the world didn't recognize the significance of that light. Here at Glenkirk, we've spent the last several weeks thinking about how the arrival of Jesus brought light to the darkness. 3 weeks ago, we talked about the story of Mary, Jesus's mother, and we saw that the light of hope arrived through Christ's birth amid a world of despair. We saw that hope means waiting. But waiting is active. It's not passive. As we hope and wait for God's light to enter into the darkness of the despair of our own lives. And we, like Mary, wait in hope and pray the prayer that Mary prayed, "May it be as you have said." Then 2 weeks ago, we looked at the story of the shepherds. Amid our world's chaos and conflict, the arrival of Jesus brings peace to the darkness of our world. In the words of the angels, "Peace on earth to all on whom God's favor rests." We saw that Christ's peace begins with peace with God to enable us to become people of peace in our relationships and in our families and in our world. And then last Sunday, Pastor Kate directed us to the story of Joseph. And Kate reminded us that God appeared to Joseph in dreams to protect Mary and Jesus. Amid the world's darkness of grief and sorrow, the arrival of Jesus brought the promise of joy. And I was thinking of Pastor Kate's message this week when one of our former pastors, Pastor Fulton Lytle, who some of you knew passed away this last week at 85 years old. And Pastor Fulton was a mentor and friend to my wife, Cindy, and he helped me discern whether to even apply to become the pastor at Glenkirk before you called me as your pastor 5 years ago. And when Cindy and I got to meet with Pastor Fulton a couple of days before he passed away, even as his body was failing him, he lit up with joy because he was eager for heaven. The sorrow of a failing body was met with the joy of anticipating meeting Christ personally. Even amid sorrow and pain, the arrival of Jesus brings the promise of joy. And so now tonight, Christmas Eve, we see that amid the world's hatred, the birth of Jesus brings the light of God's love. The light of God's love came to our world as an infant. And with all due respect to Ricky Bobby, there were no golden fleece diapers. Jesus was born in poverty to obscure parents in a dark and unforgiving world. And even though Jesus was a baby, Christmas Jesus was a threat because he was the light of the world, the true light that gives light to everyone, including you, including me. When we lit the Advent candles tonight, we heard the words of John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. Familiar words, Christmas words. Christmas is a love story. A love story between God and the human race. And God sent his son out of love to bring hope to the darkness of our despair, to bring peace to the darkness of chaos, and to bring the promise of joy in the midst of pain. Because God's love wouldn't allow us to be swallowed by the endless pit of despair, or to destroy ourselves with conflict, or to let our grief consume us. God loves us more deeply than we could ever imagine. And so he sent his son, the true light that gives light to everyone. But John tells us that many people did not receive Jesus as that light. The world didn't recognize him. His own people rejected him. Many preferred despair and chaos and sorrow. But John tells us that those who did believe, who did receive him, became part of God's family, sons and daughters of God. John is reminding us that part of being God's family, that it's not an automatic thing. We're not automatically born into the family of God. It's not determined by our race or what country we're born in or who our parents are or what church we happen to go to, that we receive the capacity, the right to become his children by believing and receiving the gift of God's son, by receiving the gift of Christmas. You know, in that prayer scene in Talladega Nights, at one point, the people around the table start describing what kind of Jesus they like. We already know that Ricky Bobby likes Christmas Jesus. One person says he likes to picture Jesus in a tuxedo t-shirt because that says, I like to party, and I like my Jesus to party too. One of the kids says, I like to picture Jesus as a ninja fighting off evil samurai. Then someone says, I like to picture Jesus with giant eagle wings singing lead vocals for Lynyrd Skynyrd with an angel band. And we all laugh because these images of Jesus are ridiculous. But are the images of Jesus that we make up any less ridiculous? Prosperity Jesus, political Jesus, anarchist Jesus, revolutionary Jesus. The Jesuses that we create are just as ridiculous as ninja Jesus and party Jesus. Only the true Jesus is the light that could bring light to everyone. Only the true Jesus is the light of God's love to the world. Only the true Jesus gives us the right to become children of God. And if you want to discover that Jesus, you're in the right place. Because you won't find that Jesus on cable TV or your Twitter feed or just by looking within yourself. The place to find that Jesus is to find him among the people who've believed in him and seek to follow him. Here at Glenkirk, we're a group of imperfect people who've believed and received that Jesus. We have people in all kinds of different stages of faith, from people who are brand new to Jesus and have more questions than they have answers, to people who've been trusting and following Jesus for more than half a century, and lots of people in between. I want you to know that wherever you're at in your journey towards that Jesus, there's a place for you here as well. A safe space to ask questions and find answers and discover the true light that is the light of all people. In fact, I want to invite you to embark on a journey of discovering more about that Jesus during the new year. As Pastor Kate mentioned earlier, starting in January, we're launching a 6-week series called Jesus Revelation. We're going to spend 6 weeks looking at the book of Revelation and how it pulls back the curtain to show us what Jesus is really like. Many people turn to Revelation to understand the future, and it does have some of that. But first and foremost, the book of Revelation is a book about Jesus. It's a revelation of him. So whether you're new to Jesus or you've been trusting in him for a long time, whether you've been away from church for a while or you're here every Sunday, Jesus' revelation is an opportunity for us to get to know Jesus better. So as I light the Christ candle on the Advent wreath, we at Glenkirk want to wish you a Merry Christmas as we celebrate together that the light that gives light to everyone has come into our world, and the darkness could not destroy it. And many did not recognize that light, but those who did became sons and daughters of God. Let's pray together. Father, we thank you for this holy night, and we thank you for the birth of Jesus. And God, as we have looked at the darkness of our world over these weeks, despair and chaos, sorrow, we thank you that the light of the world has come even to the darkest corners of our world and can come even to the darkest corners of our own lives. So we light this Christ candle tonight in celebration that the light has come. For we pray these things in Christ's name. Amen.